Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Divine Mind. Sorry about that. I had a momentary dysfunction here with a lovely three-year-old that I call my own. My greatest blessing. Love, conditional love, compassion, appreciation to all of you. Welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything. We have dedicated our lives, moment to moment, day to day, to assisting ourselves. And in assisting ourselves, sharing that information to assist you in living your happiest, healthiest, greatest, wealthiest life, because that's what this is all about. As you guys know, on Divine Mind Tribe Radio, we call inspiration in from many different sources throughout the years, throughout the many years we've been doing this, but the main source of information and inspiration and who I continue to ask humbly to share this cyberspace with me is my dear brother, Colin. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today. I hope everyone's doing as well as I am.
Oh, dude, what an awesome... Every single show, you say something just like that, and it's what an awesome way to say it. Do you hear that, people? Say that again. I hope everyone's having a great day and feeling as awesome as I am. Kick ass. See, that's the way to approach life, people. That's what this is about. So today, we're going to be talking about something that, once again, we only reflect in our own lives, things that we, as individual human beings having our own human experience, while also understanding that we are connected to a collective consciousness, share experiences that we have. And one of the themes that has been brought up lately within our lives is time management. Now, time management has changed since the world has gone on quarantine and everyone is wearing face masks and everyone's been encouraged more than to stay inside. Time management has refractalized. So what it means to manage your time in 2021 is a completely different piece of geometry than what it meant to manage your time in 2019. 2020 was the acclimation year. So there was just like, just acclimating to the changes. Like you get hit so hard, you don't even know like what's going on. Now it's 2021. We are ending the first quarter of the year. Can you believe that? I'm like nearing the ending. We're in March. It's absolutely blowing my mind. So, Colin, something you and I have spent a lot of time talking about, which, once again, the intention here is that whoever's listening, whoever's vibrational equivalent to receiving this information, receives it, with an open mind, an open heart. This is coming from our perspective. And this is coming from what we've learned and are still practicing and are still applying and are learning more of. So if you want to tune in with us, touch in with us, feel free to always email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com, or you can always catch us in the DMs, direct messages in Instagram at divinemindtribe. It's divine.mind.tribe. There's a few divine mind tribes out there. It's weird. The one with the dots. It's just divine mind tribe. So you can't miss us for the little logo. It's a DMT. Can't miss us. So having said that, Colin, what are some of the changes that you as one that I would consider, you know, does practice working on yourself. You do walk the path. You do remind yourself of what thoughts you're thinking, actions you're taking. You're a deliberate individual. And in being a deliberate individual, in not being just a responder, but and not just reacting, but being deliberate and approaching it with peace, compassion. What changes in like experience? I mean, I know there's a whirlwind of that, but like, if you could put it into words, what could you say to someone that is used to being able to go to a 9-to-5, used to having security, and now doesn't know how to manage their time because of the global crisis?
Oh, well, that's a really easy question for me to answer, actually, because like the one main thing that has helped me the most is having, right now I'm at 6 habits a day, but I have a habit tracker and I make sure I do each of those 6 habits every single day, no matter what. So like, it's basically the same thing as having a 9-to-5 where somebody else tells you what habits to do, but it's your own habits and it's the things that you want to be doing instead of someone else telling you, this is what you're getting paid for and this is what I pay you for, so you better do this.
It's right.
Your own initiative and going, yeah, this is what I need to be doing to make myself happier or to succeed in this way or whatever the case is. And so having a habit tracker, and I'll read you mine just so it's like really simple stuff. I have other tasks lists that I use, but this habit tracker is, I read every day. I write down 3 good things that are going to happen. Like, it's like an intentional thing. So like 3 things I'm thankful for. That really helps me a lot because it puts me in a good mind state and makes me look for more things to be grateful for. I meditate 2x a day. I take all my vitamins. I exercise and I go on a walk. Now, none of those seem like huge events, right? But I make sure that I do those every single day. And all of my other habits and everything that I need to do kind of like circle around that. Those 6 things that I do every day. And they all kind of seem like self-care. But self-care will slip away the same way other things will if you don't keep on top of it. So, yeah, that's my best answer. Hello.
That's beautifully said. I'm speechless. That's perfect because that is the answer. We complicate things. You just opened a whole other facet, which I think a lot of people deal with, especially in a lot of the DMs that we do get from, you know, the Instagram with people asking about questions and what to do and certain things. I think you just answered, that's multifaceted, brother. What you just said is multifaceted. And then that also ties into what we've talked about here on the show before, but not as in depth as we are about to and will continue to, but practicing, you know, like walking the path, like while the, like understanding what the Tao is, like understand, you know, maybe like listening on repeat as much as you can, like the, to the Tao Te Ching or something like that. Just something that really roots you into finding that space that lies between heaven and earth. There is a space. There is a space that lies between heaven and earth, and it's a state of consciousness. And what you just explained is that space. Being excited to do something, knowing that you have structure, but still having malleability, practicing flexibility while also honoring structure. It's the power of the paradox. And see, that's why it continues to multiply itself and crystallize itself and empower itself, therefore itself being you or whoever chooses to do these things. So, like, if you apply that to any aspect of life, everything else falls into place. And the reason why time management is so essential, see, people categorize, and please correct me if you see it differently, Colin, you know, but I would say, in my perspective, people categorize time management as almost like something on a to-do list, like, oh, to-do list, oh, I have to manage my time, check that off, wait, and I'm guilty of it. But when you think about what that actually represents, is like, that just says, I need to define what brings me joy. I need to utilize the tools around me to the best of my ability and the fullest of my potential to bring joy in my life. I need to keep a healthy body. I need to just, even if it's stretching, I don't need a big place. See, people think they need things. They put conditions. Oh, but I don't have a home gym. Oh, I need a personal trainer. Oh, I don't know how to do this. Oh, I don't have internet, so I can't even watch YouTube videos. Oh, I can't do that. Look within. Stretch. Like, start writing, like you said. Bust the journal out. That's my thing, is like, I'm really into journaling and writing. Like, poetry, rap, hip-hop, you know, like making music. And that's my expression of creative energy, along with being able to share on this platform, Divine Mind Tribe, like just this message of self-empowerment of, hey guys, the times are changing. Time is everything. This is the point that I'm getting at. Time is not just like what's, managing your time isn't something you do to just like check off on a to-do list. Managing time is understanding that all you have is now. And if what you do in the now is not bringing you consistently to a state of consciousness that is fulfilling and content, and when I say feeling content, I don't mean unmotivated, I mean happy. Happy while also knowing that there's so much more to look forward to by practicing these little daily habits every single day. Consistency is key. Like that really is, I think. Yeah, thank you, bro. You answered a lot of questions for me. See, this is,
yeah, but
this,
so the consistency is only one facet of it, because like in the doing of, like, I'm just going to use six because that's my current flow, but like whatever it is for you, even if it's like just taking a walk and reading every day or whatever you want, the thing is you become a lot more productive knowing, yes, that all of those things are going to get done. And yep, like the rest of your flow state kind of comes from that centering. Like my morning,
yes,
walk
is self-fulfilling,
so essential,
yes,
to me. Yeah, exactly.
Done. Yeah, yeah. No, you answered it, brother. It's self-fulfilling. It's like asking the question, "How do I find this state of peace?" Is in and of itself already. It's like no need to ask. just stick to the schedule that you can to motivate yourself to be happy. If you're happy, everything else, that flow that we talk about, is you're in it. You're already in it. And when you're in it, and when you do these things too, here's the other thing. When you choose, when you say it to yourself, oh, well, you know what? I needed to take my walk today. I got to get outside. I want to just get some fresh air. And I have to, because I'm telling myself that this is what's healthy for me, and I feel better when I do it. It's proven. I know that I just at least just need to take a walk. Right? While you're on that walk, when you think when one has been programmed in the past from old ideas and programs and dogmatic ways of thinking and dogmatic ways of looking at freedom and currency and things like that, yeah. You know, when you think to yourself, oh, I am not being productive by taking a walk. I'm not making money. I'm not providing for my family by taking a walk. No, you're not understanding the laws of the universe. You're releasing resistance when you take the walk. It's on the walk that you run into the person that gives you everything that you've been waiting for the whole time. It's on the walk. It's metaphorically speaking. Or the answers in the book that you're reading. When you stop looking and you just do and you be and you are, and you stick to it, like you said, like you have these things that bring you joy every day. You know, everybody has something, whether it doesn't matter what it is. Take a freaking walk. How can you not enjoy being in the sun? Sit in the sun. If you don't have energy to do anything, just sit in the sun. Go with it. Whatever it is. You know, but yes, like you said, multiple things a day so you can feel productive, so you can manage your time. And within, and I guess I'm just going a layer deeper by saying, like, within practicing that comes this, it just unfolds in itself. It just, the answers come. Like, I love it. I love it. And yes, not to say that like hard work isn't accounted for. There's going to be work. There's going to be things that present themselves.
Yeah, but hard work is much. So right. Let me interrupt you there because I know where you were going.
Yeah.
There's a pretty famous quote that I'm going to mess up right now by Abraham Lincoln, and it's basically like, if you give me 6 hours to cut down a tree, I will spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe.
Benjamin Franklin.
I really like that because it basically says, you're going to give me 6 hours to do a task. Whether or not it will take me 6 hours is a different thing, but
right.
I'm going to spend 60% of the time making sure the instrument that I use up to par because I don't want to do hard work. I don't want to use a dull axe because it's going to take me 8 hours to do the task instead of 2 hours because I didn't sharpen the axe. And so I really like that because it basically, it's about being in the flow state is the sharp axe. Like doing anything in the flow state is much better than doing it out of the flow state. And I have a little write-up about it, if you would like, about flow state. So it's actually two parts, so I'll read the whole thing.
Cool.
Okay. Flow is characterized by complete concentration in the activity at hand, resulting in a loss of one's sense of space and time. It's a state of both high challenge and high skill, a place where we're capable of stretching ourselves to overcome difficulty. Anyone is capable of inducing such a state of deep productivity and creativity. And then here's the six parts of a flow state. Okay. The six parts are, number one, intense concentration at the task at hand. Number two, merging of action and awareness, being and doing, becoming one. Number three, a loss of reflective self-consciousness. So you're no longer having intrusive thoughts going like, blah, 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 while you're doing the thing.
Yes.
You're actually just doing the thing.
Yes.
Number four is a sense of personal control over the situation. So you have complete autonomy over your body, but also you're meditating. Number five is a distortion of the perception of time. So either it goes slower or faster, whatever the scenario calls for. And then the autotelic experience, the activity itself is intrinsically rewarding rather than the expected outcome. So like actually just dancing is the task. When you finish a dance, it's not like you achieve something necessarily, but the whole time that you're dancing is the thing that you're trying to achieve and be in perfect balance with. And so it's the same thing as having a sharp axe. You want to always be doing everything in the flow state because that is your sharp axe. Yes. Thank you for my TED Talk.
Dude, once again, speechless. Brother coming through with the wisdom. Oh my goodness. I literally once I could not have said it better myself. I mean, literally, this is specifically why there's nobody else on the planet that's a better vibrational equivalent than to share this cyberspace with me, brother. Thank you for all the information. Like that in and of itself, I mean, all right, wrap. That's a wrap. That's a show. There you go. I'm just kidding. No, it's to be so. Okay, obviously, and I'm busting out some things in my journal here. So it's a learning how to live in a flow state, right? It means. It's like you practice not doing when action is pure and selfless, everything settles into its own perfect place. So you practice not doing. Now, everybody has been so consumed every single moment of their lives with doing something, especially, I will say, for those of you out there that have children. That's on a whole other level of self-sacrifice and practice not doing, right? You have a child. That's the whole pragmatic structure of this, matrix of our reality is. How do we, and when I say we, I mean the collective consciousness, the whole practice not doing when we for generations upon generations upon generations upon essentially like when the industrialization, even well before the industrialization of man, colonization, raping and pillaging, all that stuff, all that ancestral pain that's passed genetically and stuff, like, it's all doing, and, like, that's all, like, masculine and doing and, like, and build and sacrifice the family life to make the money and get the mansion and get the cars and get the, but at the end of the day, they're unhappy because they don't have anybody to share it with. I mean, when you're chasing something that's infinite, that's insanity. It's not infinite is structure, is having self-awareness, and if you're, I know I tangented, I'm coming back here, but if your life has been consistently a action after action after action after action after action after action after action without being deliberate, then there is a practice. You've got to practice not do it. Only do. This is kind of like going off of that beautiful statement that you shared earlier. It's like, only take action when it is coming from a place of purity, clarity, the heart, the soul, It is selfless, and it's and everything settles into its own place. There's so many conditions that we put on life, and I think understanding the dynamic of time management, understanding what time is. This show isn't just time management. The show is like, what is time? Like, time is the now. You do it now. When you feel it, you go. When you don't,
Is the now. Time is the now that you're under control of. Like, you can be you could be in the now and only serve other people. And so it's, you have to be in control of your own time. Yeah. Keep going. I'm sorry. I just wanted to add that.
No, please. No, more, dude. I couldn't agree more. And in service to others, obviously the best way is to serve yourself. When I say serve yourself, be the best version of yourself. Work on yourself first. It's like Dr. Wayne Dyer's metaphor. If you go up to an orange tree and you pluck an orange and you squeeze that orange, are you going to get anything? Are you going to get pineapple juice? No. You're going to get mango juice? No. You're going to get raspberries? No. You're going to get an orange. You can have an orchid of oranges, right? Or is that apples? Whatever. You can have fields of orange trees. Squeeze all the oranges in the world. You're always going to get orange juice. It doesn't matter. If you want pineapple juice, but you keep planting orange seeds, so what this means is whatever is being squeezed out of the orange, or whatever is being squeezed, let it be an orange, let it be an apple, let it be a guava, let it be whatever, is exactly what's going to come out of it. So people can only give what they have within. So those that are that try to impose themselves on others, get validation from other people, these are traits that we need to learn to eradicate, because they don't help the growth of, number one, just knowing who you are in the sense of not knowing who you are. When you can be cool with not knowing who you are and then learning how to manage your time and then just act upon your inspirations, that's the walk. Like, that's like the Bodhisattva. Like, you're the modern day sage. And mastering that craft, That's when you ascend to these levels of consciousness. And when you ascend to these levels of consciousness, you can do absolutely anything, because we live in a limitless universe. And that's how I'm going to end my piece on that, Colin. What are your thoughts on everything that we've shared? What is there to contribute? What more is there to contribute outside of just these practices, right? I guess the next level would be, okay, I understand that these are the things that can lead to happiness if I'm consistent in doing them, but my life is, and then the excuses come in. So Colin, question for you, brother. How or what would you say to someone that says they just listened to the show and you're now sitting with them and they're like, okay, I get it, Colin, I get it, Dave, be in a flow state, practice these things, but I'm dealing with blah 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 blah. I life is so hectic that blah 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 blah. Any excuses come. How do you how do you combat, or what are some tools that you've used? Because I know that you've practiced all types of, you know, self-work and healing, and learning, and self-embrace. And so what are some of the tools that you've used to kind of like remind yourself to get rid of the excuses? And how do you get rid of those excuses so you can feel confident about taking action? You know what I mean? Being inspired.
Again, it all comes back to my daily habit tracker. I can't live without it, because it's like the no excuses. I'll say it this way. Everything becomes easier when you start it. So like if you go and do 3 push-ups, the other 20 aren't hard. Just like trying to start the first 3 are really hard. So what the habit tracker does for me is gives me a list to look at that isn't hard. I made it purposely like the easiest list I could. It's like nothing grueling. There's no schoolwork. I have a different habit tracker for all the learning that I do. This habit tracker is specifically for easy things that I can do, like including meditation, that which is probably arguably one of the easiest things for you to do, which is do nothing. It's pretty hard to do nothing, but it's like on my list is to do nothing. And so just going and doing anything on your list will allow you to start the next thing that you need to do if it's not on your list. So let's take working out. You could like go work out for 30 minutes or so, and then all of your other shopping tasks, everything else becomes really easy because you're ready, you're feeling pumped from the doing one task. And that's my answer to get people out of the slums, is make a really short list, a really easy list, things that you like doing. I really love my morning walk. It keeps me centered. It allows me the space and the energy. It like gets energy out. It gives me a lot more than just going on a walk and getting fresh air. It makes it so every other to-do list task that I have, it makes it more doable because I've already done one thing. So it's literally just that's my biggest suggestion, is for anyone that is having trouble not doing anything, is to keep, I started with 2 tasks, literally. I started with walk and meditation. Those are the only 2 things that I needed to do in a day. And I made sure that I did them every single day. And it's really, and with all these apps that we have, mine keeps track of it, and I can see, oh, I did it 27 times this month. Why did I miss these 3 days? Oh, but I, on those 3 days, I did all my other tasks, so it's okay that I missed that one. That's my business. Right. Biggest suggestion is just going and doing something, and it doesn't have to be the task that you're not wanting to do. It can be literally anything. It could go, I need to get trash bags from the store. Okay. Cool. That kind of sucks.
Right.
I really want to go to the store. I have to wear a mask and get all made up and everything. But you have on your list, meditate. And then once you're done meditating, you cross it off your list. You're like, okay, I'm ready to go get that trash bag. I'm ready to go to the store and put my makeup on, or whatever the case is for your own dignity or whatever that you need to do to go out.
Right.
Whatever it takes.
Daily.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right, brother. I think that's phenomenal advice. And I think there's a lot of people out there that really will resonate and do resonate with that. Because we're also, like, with this whole quarantine, I'm going to stray momentarily from time management with about 10 to 15 minutes we have left here. So just briefly, and of course it everything's connected, so it's always going to loop back around. But I wanted to touch on, well, I guess it is still part of time management. Man, everything really is just connected, but it's just another facet, right? Not getting down on yourself
when you do miss something, like when you do like fall short to your own self expectations. That's been another thing that I've dealt with personally. A lot of people I've talked, I mean, we've gotten throughout the 5 years that the page has been around, people talk about this specific thing, like, you know, it's literally like what happens on January 8th, like January 3rd for some people. It's the same feeling, right? Whenever you have that, oh, okay, this is my New Year's goal, or could be any time in your life, like right now, for example, like, okay, cool, these are little things that I want to practice every single day. For those of you out there that are resonating with this information, that this could help, you know, if you're on that level, these are some things you can do. Don't get down on yourself. Don't beat yourself up if, for some reason, you were not able to complete the task, but keep yourself accountable. That's the thing. And that is what is going to define, in my eyes, in my experience, the difference between someone that is going to stick to doing the work, because it doesn't matter how low you are, doesn't matter how depressed, doesn't matter how dense, there's always a way back up, there's always way into the light, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's are you willing to just be as easy on yourself as possible while still keeping yourself accountable to do these things? That's why looping back, make the list easy, make it, don't overshoot yourself, make it very realistic, almost under realistic, to the point where, like, okay, I know that, like, if I can't take a moment and do like 3 push-ups or 5 push-ups just to stop myself, just to do something different, then I really need to take a look at myself in the mirror, because then you're dealing with other layers of density and suppression that need to be addressed, deeper levels of healing, right? So these are all just like facets and aspects to look at within the emotional scale, everywhere from fear to love and everything that falls in between that emotional scale. So,
okay, I'm gonna give an extreme example of this, if that's possible. Yeah. So I was outside Planned Parenthood the other day, and I decided to have an hour-long conversation with these evangelical Christians that were protesting outside Planned Parenthood. And one of the women in our conversation asked me, how can you be a good person without judgment of God? And I look at her very confused. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I don't need some deity. I don't need some idea outside of myself to tell me what I'm doing is good. And so in that sense, you have to find inside yourself the morality. Like, in that instance, she was talking about pain and inflicting pain on other people. And so my answer was, I would never want what you're talking about done to me. And that is the only thing I need to stop myself from doing it to someone else. Like, I can envision that pain on myself and I won't do it to someone else. I don't need the judgment of a deity. And so,
right.
In that sense, you need to come up with your own internal willpower. It could be that I don't want to inflict pain on others, so I don't do that pain to others. And it could be as simple as that. But with your tasks, you need to come up with a system that feels right to you, because it's honestly, you're brainwashing yourself. You are literally reprogramming neurons in your body. And so when you reprogram neurons, it's going to take a little while. It honestly took me about a month and a half to really like my morning walk. Okay. Like, it took me a month and a half. And then after that, now I can't live without it. But it took me a month and a half of being like, I really don't want to go. I really don't want to go, but I'm going to go do it anyway. I have a podcast I can listen to, so I'm okay. I can like really enjoy that, but I just need to go complete those 2 miles. And so it's about forming those neurons inside your brain that allow you to do the task and like it. And so you need to find that sense of morality. You need to find that sense of internal drive that doesn't come from fearing God or any other, fearing your mom, what your mom thinks of you, or fearing what your girlfriend thinks of you, or fearing what your boss thinks of you. None of that can have any inflection on the, yes, what you're doing. It has to come from inside, and you have to be able to be adaptable and be able to program yourself so that you will eventually like the task. Because if you do anything long enough, you will start to like it. It's sad, but like, you could be someone that is a professional cat poop cleaner, and like, eventually in 2 months, you'll actually start enjoying it. And it's a weird thing to convince someone of, but it's true. And so you just need to convince yourself.
Right.
You just need to reprogram, right, yourself. And that's the end of my piece.
No, I love it. I'm definitely an extreme case for one to like, I love the example of the cat poop cleaner, because it is metaphorical. And I do have cats, so I do clean poop every day, and I have found enjoyment in it. So I can relate, to say the least. Joking around, but on the real, I do, and I did, and I do find enjoyment. It's you're absolutely right, brother. Anything, and if you are, and I know that you were saying that just to clear, in the sense of like, it's sad that we as humans can devalue ourselves to a point of actually liking to clean cat poop. But if you have cats, it's a responsibility, and then you were talking about that as a profession. But I was just throwing a little joke there. I don't know. Whatever. Point is, it's totally true, right? It's totally true. Anything that you practice religiously, and when I say the word religiously, I mean it in the verb, the act of being religious, in something, that doing something consistently. Your brain does rewire its neural pathways to. It is an evolved sense of self. Well, it's ancient, of course, but it's also evolved. And it's a self-protection, survival mechanism. What it comes down to is that's why a lot of the baby boomer generation has found, and I think to myself, like, and that's how I know there's a change in the DNA, because I myself have tried it. I've been having a consistent 9-to-5 done it, and I've had those experiences in my life, and I can find enjoyment in them. And I do get in the flow, but I really feel the suppression of my potential and creativity, and like, that's just who I am. I need to express myself in those ways. Like that, like, it's just not, I'm not walking my path, my highest path, if I'm not doing that. But I look at the baby boomer generation; they didn't have the type of technologies. They had to make money in other ways, regardless, even our generation as well, some of these technologies, not everybody, you know, is in the tech industry or crypto or in these passive income things. A lot of people do have to trade their time for money, you know. Oh, especially now with everything going on, that's why there's these stimulus checks. And so, point being, like, with all that tangenting and everything, you know, the knowingness that through coming back to the what you said at the beginning, because I think this is a beautiful way to loop around and come to a close with the last 5 minutes we have here, 4 minutes. No matter what it is that you are feeling right now in life. This is for the listener, and this is also for the self. I'm talking to myself. We are all, it's Emma Kitch, Ken, I love you as I love myself. I see you in myself, you know, we are one, right? We're all just sharing. I always like quote Colin because he came up with this, like, as we sift through the, what was it, Colin? So something of like our own confusion. Basically, it's like you're walking the path with us. Like we're figuring it out too, and like this is just a platform for you to walk with us, share with us, give us your ideas, ask us questions. You know, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com, DM direct message anytime at divinemindtribe on Instagram. By the way, so yeah, just in conclusion, I think wrapping back around. All of this has to do with having the desire to live a better life. If you have at the very core of your being, which everybody does because it's ever expanding, so you can't not have it, a desire for anything, let it be food, let it be to become a rock star, no matter what it is. You absolutely have the capability to allow for the events to unfold in your favor for that to become your reality. So as long as you believe it and solidify it and crystallize it in your consciousness, change those neural pathways. Do stick to the daily tasks. Stick to doing the little things and then move on to the big, right? The classic saying, 1,000 miles starts with the first step, right? 1,000 mile walk starts with the very first step. So doesn't matter where you are on that walk, on that path, it's eternal. But be easy on yourself in the process. Set expectations. Ask yourself to want to be a better person if you don't already want to. And if you don't want to, then ask yourself why. Right? There's a lot of people that have given up during these times. Don't tap into that energy unless that's what you want in your life. There is a pool of infinite energy accessible to you when you can just recognize in gratitude, in solitude, the beautiful aspects of your life. See what you already have and know that the brain does not know the difference between what it sees through the eyes and what it sees with the eyes closed. Same exact part of the brain lights up. Doesn't know the difference. So if you're putting yourself, if you're visualizing yourself in spaces and places and circumstances and situations that feed you nothing but an abundance of divine energy and everything you could ever ask for in such a beautiful unfolding way, then, you know, what more else could you ask for on the earth plane? It's beautiful. Colin, I love you very much, brother. Thank you so much. Is there anything first of all, thank you so much for sharing your time with us on this Sunday. Thank you for sharing your wisdom, your energy, this cyberspace. Is there anything that you would like to say in closing to the show?
No, thank you so much, listeners, and I'm excited to talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Have an amazing week, guys. Love you, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace!